Welcome to Advanced Talks with Kristen Vance. This podcast is designed to help entrepreneurs and business owners grow their following, grow their brand, and grow their revenue on social media. Kristen is a worldwide top recruiter, seller, and leader in her industry, and has built a six-figure following while creating lasting connections with her audience. Kristen is passionate about using her proven strategies and techniques to help entrepreneurs make an income while also making an impact. Let's jump right in with your host, Kristen Vance.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast episode on Advanced Talks. We are going to be diving into the discussion of leading your business with the opportunity, and it's not what you think. So hang tight, but I first want you to ask yourself the question, would you say you lead more with the opportunity that your business offers or the product that your business offers? So for the last six of my 7 years in the social selling industry, I set out to lead with the opportunity. And because of that, I have personally recruited over 1,000 people in that time frame. Now, I do not share this to impress you, but to impress upon you that you can become an expert recruiter by making simple adjustments to the way you approach your business. Now, leading with the opportunity is not meant to overshadow your amazing products, because for a lot of people, those products are what will ultimately get them in the door and lead them to joining alongside of you. So this training is not to convince you to stop talking about products or pull back. In fact, it's quite the opposite, but it is about taking control and leading your conversations with the opportunity. So the way I look at it, the opportunity your company offers is the seed. The product your company offers is the fertilizer, and the results are sunshine. So you have to have the fertilizer. You have to have a good product. You can't ever leave out the product. But what we so often do is we jump straight to the product when joining a company because we think, well, we've got to start selling. We've got to build our customer base, which is true. But we forget to start planting those seeds about the opportunity. So that's what we're going to discuss on today's podcast episode. How do we plant those seeds and why? Ask yourself another question. On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself when it comes to recruiting and building your frontline? I would say for most people in this industry, they would give themselves a very low score. Most people would say that recruiting is harder for them than selling. Not in all cases, but in most cases. But guess what? Recruiting is sales. It's just a different type of conversation. So I want to take a deep dive into looking at how these conversations can take place and in the importance of leading in this way. So when I have a conversation with a customer, a potential customer, I present the opportunity to them, always in a voice message. Now, this follows after we've talked about the product. So if somebody comes to me and they're interested in buying a foundation, I'm going to get them color match. We're going to talk about the benefits. We're going to solve their problems when it comes to their foundation they're currently using. We're going to discuss all of that. But then at the end of the conversation, I am going to offer an option, two options. There is actually studies to show that when you offer options, people are more likely to buy and are quicker to buy than when you just leave them with one method. So I first present the option of buying the product, whether I include this in a bundle deal or add in a product for an upsell. I will offer the option for them of the product. I will talk about the perks, all of that. But then I'll say, also, I just wanted you to know there is a second option. I don't know if you've ever considered making an extra stream of income through selling these products and sharing them. But if so, I'd love to chat with you about that because we can still get you your products and then you can start earning commission. Now, one of three things is going to happen. They're either going to say they're not interested. And this goes back to what I shared with opportunity. You still planted a seed. Because I always use this illustration. It's a great one. But if you go to a restaurant, the waitress offers you coffee. You say, no, I don't want coffee. But then she comes around and it's dessert time and she offers you a coffee again. And now all of a sudden coffee sounds good. Your no was not a no forever. You just didn't feel like having coffee in that moment. And the same goes for just about anything in life. Maybe the opportunity that you presented to them just wasn't good timing. They weren't interested for whatever reason. But later they are in a season of life where they are looking for something, looking for community, looking for an extra stream of revenue. So do not take the no's personal. If anything, look at it as you've planted a seed. And I'll give you guys an example of this. Years ago, before I joined social selling, I was that person. I will never do it. I don't want to do it. And I was presented with an opportunity. Now, I first off went in this conversation just simply wanting earrings. And then she presented the opportunity to me as far as joining and still getting the earrings, but making an additional stream of income. I said no. So there's not a happy ending to this particular story in regards to me joining. However, the point of this story is every time I put on those earrings, every single time, I thought about it. I thought about it. And I was very close to doing it because I was like, if I already like this jewelry, why not just sign up? Why not share it? But I didn't, and that's okay. I eventually went on to embracing social selling, but at the time it didn't make sense for my life. But the point is, again, you're planting those seeds. Every time they use their product, they'll think about it. And if it's a no, that's okay. Your second response will just be, hey, I've thought about it, but, and insert whatever fear, whatever doubt, whatever reason that they have, that they've thought about it, but they haven't made the leap. This is great because this is where connecting takes place, understanding where they're coming from, relating to them. Maybe somebody says, hey, I've actually never done this before, and I just don't know where to start, or I've done this before and I failed. Now you can share with them how you can help them succeed this time around, what you're going to offer that's going to make it different. So this is where conversation takes place. And then the third response that could happen is they say yes, and that's great. So ultimately, I present the opportunity because to me, it solves just about every need. If they need a solid product, the opportunity solves it. If they need a stream of income, the opportunity solves it. If they need community, the opportunity solves it. So why would I lead with anything else? Every customer of mine hears about the opportunity in our first conversation. And if they say no, they still buy. They're still a customer. So some of you may be asking, what about my customers who have already bought that I never presented the opportunity to? You could always go to them and say, hey, I know you're loving your products. This may or may not be something you've thought about, but I just wanted to share about this opportunity. But no matter what, I just want you to know that I really appreciate you as a customer and your support, but just thought about you and thought maybe it would be a good fit. Again, you're going to get one of three responses. No, I've thought about it, but, or yes. Those are typically the responses you're going to get, and then you can navigate going forward, but you've planted those seeds. Attraction marketing still works. It's still great. I see way too many people relying solely on attraction marketing. So this is why I'm talking about taking those conversations by the reins and planting those seeds. But attraction marketing is another great way to do it. And then also sharing weekly what you are doing as a leader. This has to do with your posture. Last August, I got to speak at a company conference, and behind the stage, I did my posture pose where I stood up tall, hands on my hip, and spoke words of affirmation over myself before walking across that stage. There is something about your posture that makes such an impact, and it's so empowering. So when you are sharing weekly what you can do for people, you got to present it in a confident way. If you join with me, if you partner with me, here's what you're going to get. Here's what I offer as a leader. I offer weekly Zooms. I offer one-on-one. I offer community. I offer support. What is it that you offer? So often, most people will just focus on what the company offers, which is great, and that's got to be there. But what do you offer as a leader? If I had a dollar for every time I heard somebody say, if only I could recruit leaders, you got to present yourself as a leader to recruit leaders. If somebody is truly already developed into a great leader and they're looking for somebody to join, They're going to join with somebody who's doing as much, if not more than them. And the only way they're going to know that is if you're presenting that. So presenting weekly what you're doing in your business and then consistently doing all of the above that we talked about. So I look at it this way. People make financial decisions every day. People make financial decisions to buy real estate that they never plan on living in because they see the financial opportunity. People buy stocks and companies that they probably have never used because of the financial opportunity they were advised on. And you have to believe in your opportunity as well and frame it in that way, that it is a business decision. When you are too heavy product focused, and again, there is a balance, but when you're too heavy, you're going to create a network of consumers and not entrepreneurs. And then when you do bring somebody onto your team, they're going to mimic what you're doing. And this is why so many people struggle with recruiting, because they pitch products all day long, which limits the opportunity and makes it harder for them to ever bring people in. If you are in social selling, how many of you would say your company's opportunity changed your life? I know it did for me. I started off in this industry as a single mama. It has impacted my life greatly. I believe in it full-heartedly. So why would I not share it? Why would I not lead with it? And it doesn't matter how big or small you feel that change and transformation is. If the opportunity impacted your life in some way, shape, or form, then share it. Lead with it. And then the last thing I just want to end with is, if somebody does not show interest, do not push it. Listen to your audience. Listen to your people. Listen to their problems. If they are just looking for a product at this point, serve them to the best of your ability. Appreciate them as customers, but you never know. And one of the questions I get often is, yeah, but what about kidnappers? If I present it to everybody, y'all, that's inevitable. It's going to happen. You're going to have some people who come in to quote unquote kidnap and end up doing exceptional things in their company. And then you have some people who come in with great intentions. They're going to go to the top. They're going to earn the cars. They're going to earn the bonuses. They're going to do all the things. And then a different season of life happens or something happens and they don't. So I have learned you cannot decipher who is going to do something exceptional with the business and who is not. So the point is not to let this overshadow your products, but the point is to plant the seed. Just put it out there. Let somebody know there is an opportunity and let them be the ones to decide if they're going to take it or not. At the end of the day, you are just presenting an option that still solves a problem. This is why I have always chosen to lead with opportunity, because it changed my life and I believe it can have the greatest impact on people. So if you found this training useful in some way, shape, or form, would love for you to leave a review below. That helps this episode and this podcast get out to more individuals. Also, feel free to share this video to your Instagram or Facebook. Tag me in it. I'm always grateful for your support, and we will see you next time.